90% of consumers believe that freshness is key to health. Consumers consider quality, taste as their number one reason for selecting a grocery retailer. So they're looking for good, flavorful produce in their stores. We are also seeing that in the fresh cut side of the business as well. I would tell you early in my career in fresh cut, it was all about convenience. It was all about in the bag, getting it done. Flavor was probably a secondary thought process for us. Today, absolutely the opposite. They want the flavor. They want to have that nice experience when they sit down and have a meal. But 79% are willing to pay a little bit more to know that that flavor and that freshness is available to them. So while it's tied a little bit more to retail, we certainly believe it translates to opportunities in the food service market. The food service market does begin to differentiate a strategy. There's more produce on menus today than ever before. Continues to be placed on menus. Food service operators, and primarily in casual dining as well, are seeing that having fresh offerings on their menus brings more consumers into their stores. Some good examples from a QSR perspective is in the last couple of years, McDonald's, Burger King, and Subway are all providing apple snacks and fresh and healthy snacks on their menus. When McDonald's included apple snacks and the apple grape walnut salad on their menu, they immediately became the largest apple buyer in the United States. So just the volume that they wheeled, that in, I believe the number I got, that it was 2%, 1 to 2% of the apples consumed were consumed by McDonald's. So it's a staggering number when they make a decision to put these on the menus, and the pounds and the volume that they're able to move is staggering. And the other piece that we found interesting about this is that historically we don't expect to see fresh and healthy snacks in the QSR landscape. And so by putting that there, it sets a new expectation for them to continue to provide those items. And so we certainly expect to see continued addition of fresh fruit and vegetable items in their menus. Then convenience. This also begins to drive the demand for convenience. Consumers are devoting less time to shopping. They're striving to reduce meal preparations. Women in the workforce is driving. They have less time because they're working more. They have less time to prepare meals. They also have less time to shop, and yet they are still usually the one responsible for the shopping and the food preparation. The lines between retail and food service are certainly blurring. But retail, grocery, and food service operators need to continue to find ways to target that customer and to rationalize and make these events less time consuming. More and more people are eating out in the United States and eating less from food that they're preparing themselves in home. We're seeing a percent of people's disposable income in the United States less and less as a percent is being spent on food, whether it be eating out or eating at home. So margin pressure exists both at the retail and the food service level, but you also start to see that where the opportunities lie, that people are eating more out versus in the home. 60% of fresh cut sales is in the food service sector in the United States. And so it's a significant number. It was, again, really what I would call the advent of fresh cut in the United States was driven primarily by food service, not by retail. Retail came second. Packaged salads and fresh cut fruits are approximately 16% of produce department sales, and they continue to be some of the most popular items in the department. Part of what has driven them in the United States has been not just the decrease in cost by buying fresh cut product. It's been around food safety. That they have a high degree of turnover inside their units, and so that they have chosen to get the knife out of the hands of the people in their workforce. So they look to fresh cut operators and suppliers to take on that piece of the business. They want us to tell them it's food safe. They want to be able to open the bag instead of having the knives in the hands in the back of the house.